When you think of the story of Job, do you think of the overflowing compassion and mercy of God or the great endurance of Job? We oftentimes think of Job's resolve of faith and perseverance, and we should. Job chapter 1, verse 21, he says, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job chapter 13, verse 15, "Though he slay me, I will hope in him." But we shouldn't forget how the story of Job ends. In chapter 42, Job says, "I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes." Somewhere in the midst of those 42 chapters, Job came to a greater realization of God's holiness, overflowing compassion and mercy. And that's what James wants us to focus on when we go through trials as well. James chapter 5, verse 11, "You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful." You may say that Job does a lot of complaining and that he cursed the day he was born. I would say that Job gave full expression to his heart and gave that expression to God. And when God answered Job, Job bowed down in humility. So what do we learn about God in the story of Job? Well, we learn that God is compassionate and merciful. This word compassionate literally means to be many-boweled. In those days, the idea was that your stomach was the seat of your emotions. So to love someone with all your heart would mean that you love them with all your guts. That's very romantic, isn't it? And what James is getting at is that God has a big heart and an enormous reservoir of compassion. He is not unmoved by your afflictions. He's not a cold-hearted God. He is a God full of compassion and mercy who will come to your rescue. Psalm chapter 30, verse 5, "For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may last for the night, but joy comes with the morning." Being patient and not grumbling are acts of faith, showing that you believe God has a purpose, is very compassionate towards his children, and is able and willing to vindicate the Christian. So have faith in God. Your story has not been completed yet, and at the end, the one who perseveres will be blown away at the compassion and mercy and bigness of what God was doing in your life. As you pray today, please remember Rigoberto Jimenez and his family, our missionaries in El Salvador. Also, remember the Canada LifeWord broadcast in India.